This morning's second reading comes from Paul's letter to Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. But now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourselves with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of the Creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, enslaved and free, but Christ is all and in all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. On a crisp fall day some 39 years ago, my parents, with great excitement, lovingly enfolded, or possibly wrestled, me into my baptismal gown. With my older brother at their feet and our extended family in the front pews and a sanctuary filled with their church family at the time, I was washed in the waters of baptism, covered in God's love and welcomed into the household of faith. I was claimed and sealed as a child of God. That morning, my parents promised to love and care for me always. They promised to teach me about God's love and to be good role models to me. They committed to nurturing me as a faithful disciple of Christ, pledging themselves to turn away from sin, and they proclaimed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I don't remember that day, the day I was baptized, but what I do remember is the baptismal promises lived out in the years to come. I remember Sunday school lessons and church pageants and cantatas. I remember prayers around the dinner table and hymns sung before bedtime. I remember conversations in the car about how I could be more loving to a friend at school. I remember my children's choir director gently shushing my friends and I and pointing us back to the scripture that was being read. I remember countless friends and family, Sunday school teachers, pastors, choir directors, and church members who showed me what it means to live a Christian life. What I remember is a community of people clothed in Christ, guiding me in this messy world. Then, when I was in sixth grade, after a year of confirmation classes, I stood in front of my home church in all of my awkward middle school glory and answered those same questions my parents had answered for me years before. Standing among my closest childhood friends, I proclaimed for myself that yes, indeed, Jesus Christ was my Lord and Savior. I promised to turn away from evil and the powers of this world and devote my life to the teachings and fellowship of the church. Now, that day, I remember. I remember that day, well, for one, it was the day that I got my very own box of offering envelopes, complete with my name and my member number on it. And I remember that being a really big deal. But probably more importantly, I made my own profession of faith. And I affirmed those baptismal vows for myself. I became a member of the congregation and made a commitment to serve the church, to give to the church, to make thoughtful decisions regarding the church. And for the years to follow, I tried my best to clothe myself in this new identity in Christ, to show compassion and love, to be patient and humble. And to be honest, I failed most of the time. But somehow, some way, by the grace of God and the work of the Holy Spirit, I made it through those years of my youth, through college, I ended up at seminary, and into a life of Christian ministry. Because I was raised with Christ and surrounded by people clothed in Christ, I was able to continually reorient myself towards a life of Christian witness, centering my marriage around Christ, standing at my own children's baptisms, following God's call to serve this church and to become a certified Christian educator, and to live each day as best I can in a manner that honors God. I wonder if these stories bring to mind memories in your own life. Baptisms of children or grandchildren, confirmations, marriages, commitments you've made to serve the church in one way or another, or how you've been called to live out your own life in Christ. I wonder if it brings to mind the people in your own life who have clothed themselves in Christ's love and have helped direct your heart to the things above. This morning, as we meditate on this passage from Paul's letter to the Colossians, Paul invites us to be Christians in our hearts and in our lives, to strip off the old and to be clothed in Christ. Paul calls us to set our minds on things above, not to escape the world, but to learn to see the world through God's eyes, to prioritize what matters to Christ: love, justice, mercy, humility. This is not a spiritual escapism, but a spiritual realignment. Paul reminds us that if we are in Christ, then we have died to the old and been raised new in our lives. Our old life, with the selfish, pride, prejudice, and fear, is gone. In Christ, our life is marked by love. And Paul doesn't sugarcoat this transformation. He says, put to death whatever belongs to your earthly nature: greed, anger, slander, and lying. These are old clothes. They no longer fit someone who is with Christ. The call is clear: take off the old. This is a daily discipline, dying to oneself and surrendering our ego, replacing the need to be right with the desire to be loving. And it's not always easy. So Paul tells us, put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge, in the image of its creator. This is about becoming more and more like Jesus. Not overnight, but day by day. To be clothed in Christ means to daily put on his character: compassion, kindness, humility, patience, and love, so that our lives reflect Christ's presence in the world. It is a conscious choice to let the old self fall away and to live as those who have been made new, shaped not by fear or pride, but by grace, God's grace. Being clothed in Christ redefines our identity and how we relate to others. It binds us together across all boundaries, reminding us that we are one body, united in him. It is both a gift and a calling, a way of life that points not to ourselves or earthly things, but to the transforming power of God's love. Now, in a couple of weeks, if all goes as planned, I will once again reorient myself to Christ. I will stand in this sanctuary and be ordained as a minister of word and sacrament with a specific calling as a pastor to children and their families. I will once again commit to seeking the things above and clothe myself in the peace, unity, and compassion of Christ. And when I think about how I got to this point, who or what has led me in this direction, I am reminded of the community of people that God has quietly spoken through, calling me to ordained ministry. A community of people who have clothed themselves in Christ and guided me on this journey. I think of the colleagues that God has put in my life, who have reminded me of the joy of ministry when the work of ministry gets to be too much. I think of so many of you who have worn Christ's garments of love and hospitality when my family has welcomed a new child, or you've seen us through a multitude of broken bones and surgeries. And I think of the children of this church and the day school who continually show me what it means to love like Christ's love loves better than I will ever be able to show them. Friends, we are a community in Christ called to clothe ourselves in Christ's compassion and love. And as we will sing in just a moment, in what you give us, Lord, do together or alone in our old routines or in our ventures new, may we not cease to look towards you. Amen.